Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hello, busy mamas. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. This is the last week of our six-day series of a week of giving, where we have really dived into making gifts, simplifying the holidays. We've heard so much good stuff. And hopefully you've tuned in over on Facebook at Healthy Moms Meetup, where we've really been talking about what we're giving, making plans, and learning how, getting lots of different gift ideas. Because if you've participated, then you're eligible to win a prize, which we will announce the prize winner tomorrow. And if you haven't participated, come on over today and join the conversation so that you can be eligible to win the prize tomorrow. Because what would be a week of talking about presents without giving a present? So that's over at healthymomsmeetup.com or just by searching Healthy Moms Meetup on Facebook. And then next Friday, which scarily is the day after Thanksgiving, can you believe that's coming up so fast, is Black Friday, and I'm going to be running a two-hour free workshop on really simplifying the holidays, and it's going to be really hands-on, and we're going to be creating what I call a countdown calendar or an advent calendar. I'm going to be talking about how I do simplify the holidays, some strategies, and then we're going to actually make this thing that helps you keep the holidays simple for you and your family. So I'm really excited about that. And you can go sign up by going to plansimplemeals.com and finding the picture on the web, on the homepage that says the Black Friday workshop. So with no further ado, I today on the show have a really good friend who is just an amazing gift giver. She started this new company that really ties in well with Plan Simple Meals. And we've also partnered together. I've partnered with this company whose product I really believe in. And my guest today, Carrie Fitzsimmons, she jumped in with me on this project. So I'm super excited that we can talk about all three things. So I have Carrie Fitzsimmons. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. Hi, I'm so excited to be here today.
Yay! So I know you so well, but let's get everybody else knowing you. So tell us a little bit about let's tell us about your kids. Who do you have?
Okay, I have two wonderful children. My daughter Fair is 12 and my son Alexander is 10.
Awesome. And they're very cute. And one of them actually, Alexander, is 1 day apart from my 10-year-old. So they spent a lot of time together when they were little. So tell us about this new project of yours and how we're going to sort of start sharing these stories of passion, how you're going to start doing that.
Okay, great. Well, about a year ago, as I started to really reflect on actually simplifying my life, it was probably through conversations with you, Mia, and slowing down and really appreciating each moment and savoring each moment, it caused me to think about what am I passionate about? And I realized you can be passionate about so many things, big and small. You can slow down and really savor the taste of a peach and be passionate about that moment. And I thought it would be really exciting at first to kind of share and create a blog, share stories about things I was passionate about. But I realized, well, it would probably be more inspiring to collectively ask friends and colleagues what they're passionate about, to share their stories so that we can inspire the rest of the world. And so the blog is called August Ardor. Ardor means passion. And it's launching this week, which I'm really excited about.
Well, I'm excited too. And we'll share that link in the description of this. And I love that I now know a new vocabulary word because I did not know what that meant. So we're all going to be really excited to read some of those stories. And it's funny because I know that August has a big significance in your life as it relates to sort of simplicity and passion and stories. And December somehow has that same effect on me. So I'm really excited to dive into this conversation at this time of year with you. So the thing Carrie didn't mention is that, one, at the moment she's parenting her two kids kind of solo. So she's a super, super busy mom, and she's also like this powerhouse worker. You're like always running some huge initiative. So, and traveling to all these amazing places. And so this really is her side passion. And she's a very, very busy person, which is why I think, you know, and she's a busy person in corporate America, which is why I think it's so cool that you are, can so thoughtfully give gifts, and still use that creative side of yourself. So let's first, before we dive into sort of some more health and product related stuff, let's talk about gifts in general. And I know you're trying to simplify this year, so maybe all this is changing. but, you know, I feel like I've gotten some great gifts from you that are like food related and in this basket. And will you just tell us a little bit about how you think about, like how you go about thinking about that? Like what's in your mind when you're doing that? And how do you make time to do it when you're working like from 7 to 7 and have kids?
Well, first, you know, one of my passions is to be in the kitchen. And so I do like to think about food gifts for friends, because I know I love to receive them myself. And not only that, it gives me pleasure and grounds me when I'm making them. And so when I approach the holidays, I try to think about who I'm giving to and what they would like. And then I first try to think about things that I can make myself, whether it's jam or tea or bread or cookies. And then I actually get so much pleasure from the packaging of that as well. And so I try to think about, there's so many amazing scrapbooking papers out there. So you can make just even beautiful tags, cutting up different pictures and stamps and punching holes, using ribbon or just even twine. So I really get excited about how you present the gift, which I think makes it all the more fun for the one receiving it.
And do you have a way that you look for inspiration around that, or are you just really good at that at this point?
I do look for inspiration. Sometimes I can look, you know, online or in magazines, but I also love to just walk through a craft store and look at raw materials to see what ribbon might be there or a piece of paper or a print. I like to also recycle things as much as possible. So I look around the house to see what I can repurpose for that as well, whether it's a box that something else came in that you can repackage, you know, to make it it's a brand new box for the gift. So I look everywhere. Also to nature. I love to put a sprig of rosemary or maybe a holly leaf on a gift as well to bring nature and different textures into it.
Cool. I love that. And how do you find time for all this?
Well, you know, it actually calms me down and I love it, but I find I'm you know, you talk about finding rhythm in your life.
Yeah.
I find rhythm for that. I it will be in an evening after a long day at work, once the kids are in bed, or it will be on a weekend and I ask the kids to either let's take a walk and look for things, you know, from nature that could go on a gift, or let's all pull out the scrapbooking paper and look at the different textures and let's start to make tags together.
Yeah.
So that I get the kids involved in that as well. And then they get just as excited about making a gift for someone and then creating the wrapping with it.
Yeah.
It's sort of the creative process.
And so you have this list of people, you have like a family and friends, and I feel like you give out many gifts every year. And do you do teacher gifts?
I do teacher gifts. I like to do something on the side that might be making cookies with kids, and then we package them up, you know, in a nice way. While the class also gives a teacher gift, I do like to do something special as well.
Cool. And do you have any good ones that you've given that you love?
Well, over the years, let me think, you know, an old standby, of course, are the Christmas sugar cookies that we love to decorate and make pretty. But we also have done things like, go and get really pretty bottles and do flavored olive oils, or a vinegar, which is, delicious in the kitchen and I think different. So it takes some thinking and planning to do something that's sort of homemade like that, that you can pull together over the weeks before Christmas, but it also helps with that rhythm so that it's not the week before Christmas and let's try to run out and get something in, because I've had those years too. And then I have to fall back and run out to the store and maybe buy something or spend money that I didn't want to spend.
Yeah.
So it takes some thoughtfulness to kind of think about it and plan. So,
well, and we have time because this is airing with a month.
Yes,
so
time.
but I have a question. How do you do that olive oil thing? What do you do?
That's so awesome. You can get a glass jar and put olive oil in, and then you can add herbs or garlic. And then as it just soaks, then you have a lovely dipping oil or one that you can use in salad dressings or with cooking.
Cool.
So really, and the longer it sits, you know, the more flavorful it is. You can do that with vinegars. You can also make flavored, if you use sort of an organic sugar and put vanilla or lavender in there, you can flavor sugars. You can really do it with a lot of interesting things.
I love that. I love that. And so what some things that I've done is bought on years when I can't get into that is I've, you know, either before I actually did recipes, I would still, you know, develop my own. I still would look for recipes and stuff. And so sometimes I would, you know, print one out or print out my favorite thing and then put it either in a ball jar with a straw or somehow package things up. I've done a salad dressing version. So I feel like there's all these ways that where gifts are thoughtful and handmade, but don't have to take forever.
Absolutely.
Olive oil seems simple.
Absolutely. Olive oil. And actually my favorite, I'm obsessed with ball jars myself. And
yes.
So even to layer a cookie recipe, you know, whether
yes.
it's gluten-free or not, you can layer the ingredients in there and then attach, as you said, the write out in a very pretty way, or print out if you don't have time, and just attach it with a ribbon to the jar. I think those are really
You mean
thoughtful.
The dry ingredients?
The dry ingredients. You can layer them and then they're ready to go. And,
yeah.
you know, they might have to add, you know, something liquid.
Yeah.
But the dry ingredients are stacked in a pretty way
yeah.
In a ball jar with a ribbon around it in the recipe.
Ooh, I
Who
love
would
that.
Want that?
I
Who
know,
would
right?
Want that? Exactly,
I'm thinking
you're already. Right?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Okay, so you could put a salad in a jar recipe in there, and
yeah.
then they could do that. You could even put a little $10 gift card to Whole Foods or something if you were wanting. You could do that as a class
exactly.
gift.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so many ideas. Chia pudding could be good in there.
Oh. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Or handmade trail mix. Oh,
yes.
We're going to do ball jars this year once I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm actually, it's funny. I'm doing all these interviews this week. All I want to do is be home, nesting, because I'm
yes.
in very hot. Is it cold where you are? Carrie lives near where I usually live.
Yes. Very cold. Last night was probably the first night I felt it was the coldest. So,
yeah.
Yes.
So I'm in California and it's 95 degrees. So, it doesn't quite feel like this time of year yet. And I'm excited to have a fire at some point.
Yes.
We will be home in mid-December, just in time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into, I feel like that's ideas, and we're going to get probably circle back to packaging up stuff in a sec. But let's jump over to this product, which we've both come to love, which is Juice Plus. I didn't mean for that to be totally mysterious. but my kids have been taking it forever, and then I started taking it about a year ago, and then you started taking it. So will you just tell everybody a little bit about your story and why you fell in love, and then maybe we'll think about how people can incorporate that into their holiday season.
That's a great idea. And so my story, actually, when I was pregnant with both children, I ate oranges and grapefruits every single day, and I craved them. What I didn't know is that while I was also doing that, I was eating a lot of unhealthy food. And I know now that my body got stuck in a way, and you can develop food allergies when that happens. So after I had Alexander, I developed a severe food allergy to orange and grapefruit. Had several anaphylactic reactions over the years. And
I feel like one of them was on a Christmas Eve. Is that true?
That was the first big
yeah,
one. Was
yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny that we're talking about this right now.
And I had to run to the hospital and everyone else had to take care of the kiddos. But you know, you approached me about a year ago and suggested Juice Plus to get healthy. You know, I was about last fall, you know, sort of feeling like I was in this downward spiral and not feeling healthy and not feeling good. And you mentioned Juice Plus, and I was reticent at first because the Orchard Blend does have orange in it. And Juice Plus, you know, for all of you that don't know, is an amazing product that really is just dehydrated fruits and vegetables. None of us get enough fruits and vegetables in our diet. We might try, we might strive. I think I eat healthy, but you're not getting the suggested full spectrum of fruits and vegetables every single day. And so you reached out to someone and said, well, Carrie has a food allergy. And this nurse who has been on Juice Plus came in, and she's the one that said, look, if your body is not allowing you to eat something that is so healthy for you that nature intends for you to eat, then something's wrong. And this could lead to sickness. And maybe you should try it. First of all, since it's dehydrated, I'm forgetting the scientific term, Mia, but I think it bypasses, or the enzyme somehow bypasses where the allergic reaction could really happen, straight into your stomach. But, you know, start small with that amount while I did this amazing detox with you. And so the first week I did try a little bit of the Orchard Blend, and I had a few hives. So I stopped with the Orchard and, you know, continued throughout the weeks with the Vineyard and Garden Blend. And then, you know, the next week I tried a little Orchard again, maybe just a few hives, stopped. The next week tried a little bit more and nothing. And so after this sort of detox, and after about 4 weeks, I could take it completely. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I kept, you know, taking the Juice Plus. We finished the detox. I felt super healthy. And then a few months later, I actually tried my first orange. It was actually a clementine with the kids around the kitchen table. And I felt like crying tears of joy, because having an allergy like that, it makes you fearful of what's in your food. So yep. It is always as comforting when you're ordering something and you're like, please just make sure there's no citrus. And so I fell in love with the product, decided to join you on this venture to share Juice Plus with others. And even moving beyond that, I started my children on the gummy chews. And my son Alexander, for maybe the last 6 or 7 years, twice a year was on antibiotics. Every time there was a big seasonal shift, he got sick and got an ear infection. And since I started him on the chews, we have gone through 2 seasonal shifts and he has not gotten sick at all. And not only that, it started to encourage him to eat more healthy fruits and vegetables. And he reaches for something like that as opposed to something junky now, which has just changed his life. So
it's funny. I hear that story a lot, the reaching, wanting, craving different foods, which is so, it's kind of amazing.
It is.
All right. I love that story. I tell that story to a lot of people because it's so cool that it's so interesting to think that, you know, we're not meant to be allergic to fruits and veggies.
Right.
And I feel like once we have, there's so many people that are allergic. Well, I see a lot of people who are allergic to gluten, and a lot of people who are allergic to gluten seem to also have a dairy sensitivity. And then it just kind of like spirals out, and there's always some sort of fruit and vegetable mixed into there. And it's intriguing to me that possibly the reason that is that over time we've just messed up the inside of our bodies, and that there's a way to heal that part of it, you know, and make ourselves healthy again, which is great.
Yes.
Yay. Yes. So you and I like shout from rooftops that this is the best thing that everybody can add into their family. There's also like a smoothie component, which we both are slightly, I don't know if you are, but I'm slightly addicted to. So like I ran out and I was like, all right, let's just make sure I can still survive without it. So it's fun to do sort of a detox that involves both those two things. And then they also have, actually for my Christmas present this year, the third thing that they have is a growing system, which in California, I've seen these parking lots full of them, where it's a vertical growing system. And,
really?
And yeah, because soil here is a big problem. It's very dry. And so like chefs have filled rooftops with them. There's a few people here who've rented out parking lot space, and that's how they farm. Cause it's, you know, it doesn't take as much soil or as much water as, you know, the ground. So it's been a really good way, and it's vertical. So it also doesn't take up as much horizontal space, which there doesn't seem to be as much here, but I'm excited because in Boston, Massachusetts, when it's freezing and snowing, I think that this winter I'll be having lettuce growing. So that's like my present to myself, which I think we will have talked a little bit about this week. In the Facebook forum, we talk a little bit about it on the podcast, but I think as moms, we kind of have to figure out what's on our list a little bit too. Or otherwise we probably won't get it. I remember one Christmas where I had gone, it was before all this simplified thing, and I had gone a little bit all out. And well, I think I was in the process of simplifying, actually. And
Yeah.
I think when you're in the process of simplifying, you kind of have to obsess over what you're doing to catch yourself from
Right.
not wanting to go out and get tons of little things. And I think it was that year, so I had thought a lot about what everybody was getting. And then, somehow I hadn't said anything, and I don't, I have a wonderful husband, but not around gifts at holidays. He's always a gift giver when it's not holidays. And I just remember that year being like, oh my God, there's nothing. And I think the present from my family didn't come. And from then on, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take this into my own hands. I'm going to buy myself something every December. So this December, it's the growing thing,
That is
which I'm
great.
excited to get home to.
Maybe
So
I'll do that
let's
myself.
talk about, so, you know, maybe it's Juice Plus, which we'll tell you guys how to get a hold of us at the end of this podcast. Maybe it's Juice Plus. Maybe it's, you know, the green powder from Whole Foods, you know, smoothie mix. I don't know. Maybe there's some combination of superfoods, and you know, we have a download over on Plan Simple Meals where you can download your favorite 10 smoothie recipes. I'll put that in the Facebook group actually, so it's there. And so maybe you're building around those products. Carrie's given me this wonderful array of raw crackers 2 years ago for Christmas. So let's talk a little bit about how we could package up these things, like package up Juice Plus. I mean, Juice Plus is lucky because it comes, there's a way to get sort of individual, you know, packets of at least the smoothie part. But how do you, let's talk a little bit about, and I don't know that either of us have the right solution for this. So this is going to kind of be like, who are those car guys? Click and clack, or is that who they
Right,
were? I don't
exactly.
know. But let's think a little bit about how we can package up this gift of health and give it. It's funny because sometimes people say not to give too much, because people really need to invest in that for themselves.
Right.
Which I kind of agree with, but I don't know.
I agree with, but I think if, you know, and for one thing that I'm doing with my loved ones, I mean, you know, it when you share the idea of Juice Plus, it's sowing those seeds. Not everyone is open at the moment or has the time to really think about how amazing this is because you're sort of investing in your future. And so what I've done, even for Mother's Day, for, you know, for Brombi, I packaged up, you know, so some of the chewables and thought, well, these would be a good snack. So I've been, you know, ordering extra things, and it could be the bag of the red and green, and put a bow around them with maybe a journal and some other things so that she can slow down, and maybe some bath salts or something like that. So it's like, here's a gift that nourishes you,
yep.
Whether it's writing in the journal, taking a bath, and oh, guess what? You know, have some Juice Plus chews, because those are super healthy for you. You just gave me the idea, because I order lots of extra of the chocolate and vanilla shakes, that just to take one shake bag and put that in a gift basket for someone, and maybe with, you know, a tall smoothie glass and some recipes. I think that's a really great gift. I'd love that.
Yeah, right? No, I totally would too. I'm going to go order them myself, because I just thought of that out loud on the spot. Well, and last year I So there's also a business opportunity with Juice Plus. And actually, Jessica Hennessy was on the podcast 2 days ago talking about essential oils. So a lot of these healthy products have this awesome new business model where people can get involved. And as they get it and are sharing, they, you know, can start their own little businesses. So last year, one of my brother's girlfriends was just saying how unhappy she was at her job, and she was really looking for the next thing. And at the same time, she was trying to get healthy. So I did something similar. I packaged up the smoothies and I gave her a cup. I don't know. I just put all this stuff together that had to do with health. I think I gave a cookbook. Mine hadn't come out, so it was my other, you know, another favorite cookbook. And also they're not moms, so that would really go with them. So I've, you know, thoughtfully thought through some cookbooks. And then I gave books about how to build a business. You know, and she's, you know, hasn't done that yet, but just being thoughtful,
right.
And figuring out, you know, what it might be like, listening to the people around us and hearing what's going on. And the person you were just talking with, I think is trying to get healthy and, you know, battling an illness. So it's just nice to really meet people where they are.
Yeah. Right.
and you know, package things up for them. So I think it's good. And then I think as friends, like I feel like gift giving is just an act of kindness. So
Right,
then as
right.
friends, that doesn't mean we can't, we sometimes might have to follow up or explain or
Exactly,
do
exactly.
something without preaching. I just feel like gifts are such a nice way of not preaching to
Right,
those we
right.
love and sharing
Exactly.
something with them that might, just might be something that they like.
Right. I totally agree, and I'm happy to say that now Brombie is signed up herself and is taking the Juice Plus
Oh,
capsule.
that's cool. Awesome. I didn't know
Which
that.
is really exciting. And speaking to something you just said, sometimes people get overwhelmed when the holidays are coming up, and the thought of gift giving becomes stressful. And I just want to remind everyone that it is an act of kindness between those that you love, and so it doesn't have to be an over-the-top expensive gift. That sometimes the smallest things are the most thoughtful, and so I think it's finding a time and rhythm for that. I think everyone should do your workshop on Black Friday, because I love, how you map out the holidays, and you even helped me think about, and I've done now this amazing advent calendar each day, and really healthy, thoughtful, small little ideas or even little scavenger hunts for the kids to pull out each day in December, leading up to the holidays. So it's trying to slow down. I've been there, so don't get spun up in thinking about, wow, I've got to buy everyone a gift, and start to think of it as a chore. It's a reframing of your mind that this is a just a thoughtful time to let people know you love them and you care.
And I feel like I think I've just said that you should listen to people, but I also don't think that means it's kind of like cooking dinner for a whole family.
Right.
Like you cook one. So I kind
Right.
of feel like, yes, we're listening to people, but also what we're trying to do is share what we're passionate about right now, right? So, if you're passionate, like the whole point of this week has been like, how do we, the people who are listening to this podcast are clearly somewhat intrigued by the idea of a healthy lifestyle. So it's like,
Yes.
how do you pass on, how do you
Healthy
pass
living.
that on, and how do you, and I think Christmas is such a good opportunity for that. But that doesn't mean you have to give something different to everybody. I feel like usually
Exactly.
what I do is I, for the masses, I think of two or three things, and depending on, how much I know that person or how much I have budgeted to spend on them, like I might have like two of the parts, and then for somebody who I need to spend a little bit more, I would have five of the parts. You know what I mean? And so
That's a great
it's
idea.
not that different.
Exactly.
It's just
That you
that.
can give the same thing to different people, and it's just as meaningful, and it shares your passion about healthy living
Exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly. So it doesn't, I don't feel like it has to be complicated. And I think you always give this amazing jar of jam, which I'm saying this now, but so people can't go back in time, but you make that sort of throughout the year. Is that true? Do you do,
Yes,
you
I
don't do it all
know.
at Christmas.
So it's all a part of my process. For me, and this leads back to the blog too. Like, August is one of my favorite months when the fruits and vegetables are ripe on the vine. And I love to take my kids berry picking, whether it's strawberries or raspberries or blueberries, or to an orchard and get peaches, things like that. And I really love making jam. It's something I picked up from my grandmother. So while, over the summer, I'm thinking I'm just doing things I love, trying to get the kids in the kitchen with me around the kitchen island, making things, chopping. I then set it aside, and I can give the jam at Christmas. So
Yeah.
makes it super easy.
Yeah. So we haven't built in enough time for that, but next year.
Yes.
And I feel like people are getting, there's people who are into canning and all those things can be brought out again
Yes.
at Christmas time. And it makes such good gifts. That was one of the things that I missed most about being on the road this year is I couldn't do that part of this summer. So yes, next summer, I very much look forward to that because I think that's such an important thing to build into our rhythms. So don't give it all away. All right. So I think that we kind of covered. Do you have any other thoughts about, well, tell me a little bit. I know personally that you were really wanting to simplify this holiday season.
Yes.
So tell me what that looks like. Like, what is that meaning for you right now as you're heading into it? Like, what are some of the things that are top of your mind that you're thinking about?
Well, top of my mind, simplifying actually covers a lot of, what we even touched on today. It's in terms of the gift giving, what do I really care about and what do I want to share? What do I want to give people? And I don't want to overextend myself. Sometimes I love the holidays so much that I get too much into, you know, the decorating or trying to do too many things. And I'm going to be very aware of the schedule now, and look at the month and just plan for when I'll do things and slow down, you know, and have moments with the kids where we're in nature or we're just sitting in front of the Christmas tree in a fire, just finding those quiet moments, so that there's, sort of a stillness throughout. That's my hope.
Oh, I don't good. Know.
Yeah,
yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes. You've been saying this for long ago, so long enough, so you'll make it happen. I love that.
Make it
I love that. And as I say, I'm like 100% craving the fire right now.
Yeah.
And I love that you said that. I love the other thing that I wanted to point out that you said earlier that we sort of stopped at for all those moms out there who work nine, you know, who are really balancing work and motherhood. I love. It's funny because you were. I just am now in Arizona and I drove from San Diego. And I was by myself for the first time actually in like this 8-week trip. Because I left the kids and my husband in San Diego to enjoy the beach while I came to this expo for the weekend. And so I was listening to my own content was the point of that story. And I was listening to one of my business mentors, Allie Brown, and she was interviewing Lisa Nichols, who's another sort of big business person. And they were both saying, and they lead these like insane lives, like on the road more than I could even imagine, like 17 cities in 14 days, you know, totally on speaking, all that stuff. And they both of them said that when they come home, the first thing they do is go into the kitchen and like make food. And Lisa was even, you know, she was saying that it's insane. Like it's so relaxing to her. And it's interesting because I feel like a lot of times it's the thing that we let stress us out because we have this duty that we have to get, you know, dinner on the table and then there's breakfast and then you have to pack lunches. And it like, you know, it's this thing that we just, if it's a story we tell ourselves.
Right. It absolutely is.
But you know, that they're,
yep,
go ahead.
Nope, go ahead.
No, you go. No, 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 go first.
Well, to just chime into that, you know, I certainly have been in that moment where I get home and I've also been on the road or coming home from work and it may feel like a chore, but then I'm trying to, it's all about being present and mindfulness. And I try to slow down and say, look at this cilantro. What a gift is this cilantro? It might sound corny, but it's true. And what can I make that's beautiful around this cilantro, right?
So. Yeah. No, I love that. And you have that gift too, actually, of make, you know, really thinking through the presentation of food a little bit. So that's great. And it's funny because you actually have a very different personality than me that you I think actually genuinely like cooking. People are always surprised to hear me say that I don't actually. I'm not the person who would go to Pinterest and stare at pictures.
I do. And I post pictures of food.
Yeah. It's that wouldn't be my, you know, here I have made a cookbook or whatever, but that's just like, I feel like I do it now because it makes me feel like the food itself makes me feel good. So I've been able to tune into that mindfulness part because I realized that it's bigger than just the food. But before I found the food, I was not the person to look at, you know, Pinterest and whatnot so much. So I feel like there's a place for everybody. So if you're out there and you're feeling like this sounds, you know, presents sound like one more thing and you just want to go to Target, like I would just see, you know, test, experiment, figure out if, you know, just one Saturday with your kids, if it would be fun to pull together and make, you know, make something a little bit different. I don't, maybe even starting with cards, right? What do you think?
Like, yeah,
I feel cards, like, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated. Cards and ball jars. You can't go wrong with those two things.
Exactly. Just throw a bunch of different patterns of paper, you know, on the table, scissors, a glue stick, and, you know, just go at it.
Yeah. And it's funny, the art of cards is kind of lost. So it's almost a good, but it's something we've been doing a lot from the road is writing.
Nice.
And, you know, all my kids want to do, all my 12-year-old wants to do is write in a phone, like journal in a phone. And I'm like, no. Like, we need our handwriting. So the way that we've been doing that is writing letters and cards to people. And it's nice. It's fun.
Nice.
All right. So I think we've done it. I think that this is awesome. I'm hoping everyone has lots of ideas. In the notes to this episode and also over in the group, We will put a way to get a hold of both Carrie and I if anyone is interested in talking further about Juice Plus, which we both think is the most awesome product. Amazing. And would be a great gift. If not to somebody else, to yourself, right?
Cause, exactly.
You know, yeah. and it's saved me, actually. I feel like it's saving us on this trip.
Because
because sometimes I'm like at home, I'm like, actually, you know, we do pretty well, but then, you know, then there's that day where we don't, and then it fills that gap. But really on the road, it's made a big difference for me. I get to go shake up my smoothie actually right after we hang up this interview. so there'll be a way to do that. You can always you can email Mia at plansimplemeals.com, and either of us are happy to hop on the phone with you guys and talk
Absolutely.
Further about it. So that's really exciting. And then Carrie, what else? Oh, and we're going to put the link to your new site, which is August Arter, which we're all going to be so excited to read stories in. And you've interviewed, it's funny because you really get out there in your corporate job. And so you've interviewed a lot of those people about their passions, which,
exactly. Right? Which is surprising. And, you know, I'll add, some people say, well, I'm not sure what I'm passionate about. And that's what this site is also about, is to help you think, to slow down. And it can be something small to something big. So, and sometimes it's surprising. So I can't wait to share all of those stories with you too.
Cool. I'm excited to read them. So the last question that I always wrap up for everybody, so we're going to do it to this episode too, is tell us about a meal that had a big impact on you. So it might have been because of the food or the company or some aha you had while at the table. And it could have been like last week or when you were small, but what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear a meal that made an impact?
Are you asking me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. Okay. A meal that made an impact with me. You know, actually, it was one Thanksgiving around your table, Mia, because you, with your family and your kids, decided that you weren't going to follow the norms of what was expected to be on the table. And that turned a light on in my head. And so as we sat around your kitchen table with your grandmother, your Nona, or your kid's Nona, mm-hmm. and Fair was rolling dumplings with her, and I have pictures, it was about collectively working in the kitchen to share a meal that we were thankful for. And each of your children picked something that they wanted to have at that meal. And so, and then to have you invite us into that meal and to share that, that was a huge lesson for me. Don't try to just focus on what's expected to be on the table, but focus on what delights you and that you truly are thankful for.
Ooh, I like that was your memory. That's cool, because I didn't ask you to have it meet and if anything to do with it. And it's so timely because next
is coming.
I know, I'm sorry. It's funny because we made the people know usually because there's an email sequence that goes out when we're figuring out who's on this show. And here you are not having had that email sequence.
Okay.
But I love that. I love that answer. And it seems timely because next week is Thanksgiving. So I hope everyone finds it. And it's funny because when I started that 7 years ago, it was really, I think I was fighting a little bit the what was happening because I had changed the way we ate and everything that was at Thanksgiving sort of went against that. And it's funny because about 3 years ago, one of my kids said, can we have turkey? Can we try to make turkey as one of the foods? And that was fine, you know? But I think part of it for me was enjoying the process because my childhood memory of food was having to have everything ready before guests arrived.
Right.
And I remembered when I would go to houses, or actually my husband's family is awesome at this, of really enjoying that, the process of making, like it was always less about getting to the table. Sometimes the food wasn't even there by the time you sat down when I first started dating him. And I was like, what's going on? Like, you're supposed to make it all and then go sit down. And so for me, it sort of put together that process. And oh my God, Thanksgivings have been so enjoyable since.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually, we're doing that in California with somebody this year. So I'm excited. It doesn't end just because we're not there. So thank you, Carrie, so much for being on this show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So everybody who's listening, all you busy mamas, have a fabulous day. This actually officially ends our week of giving, but there'll be lots of talking about the holidays for upcoming weeks, because we've still got a 4-week stretch and we're going to keep it simple. So join us for that Black Friday class and have a fantastic weekend. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.